Bonjour. Bonjour, mes amis. Bonjour. Bonjour, mes amis. Well, that's okay. Bonjour, mes amis, and welcome to the Rendezvous de Cajun show live from the Liberty Theater in downtown Eunice, Louisiana. This show is the only one of its kind and is sponsored by the Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve, the City of Eunice, the St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission, the Best Stop Supermarket of Scott, Louisiana, Best Boudin Around, John Gilry Allstate Insurance of Eunice, and the Cajun French Music Association. Our host this evening, we'll get back to you on that one, but we do have a band, which is the most important thing. So right now, without any further ado, because we've had quite a bit of ado this evening, I want to introduce and hope y'all welcome. Oh, by the way, our MC is going to be Valerie Broussard Boston. So right now, let's give a warm welcome to our band tonight, Homer, LeJean, and the Cajun Kings.
Thank y'all for coming out to the Liberty, and I hope y'all had a good Christmas, good New Year's. Anyway, I want to introduce the band real quick before I forget. On the steel guitar, Mr. David Hickenbottom from Lake Charles, Louisiana. On the violin, Mr. Travis Benoit from Morris, Louisiana. And Mr. Robert LaPointe from Iway, Louisiana. And Haz from Crowley, right? Haz Cormier right there. And I myself is Mr. Homer LeJean. I lived in Lake Charles all my life, but I just moved back over here like 3 years ago. So this is where I'll be until the day I die. It's Cajun country. You only can have so much of Texas, you know. But anyway, we're going to do a song called You Want Me Back. Thank you. And our MC's disappeared. She's there, you just don't see her. I'm going to go ahead and host the show. I want to tell y'all, we have Homer LeJean over here playing. And over there, and David, we're going to play some music for y'all. Homer, you ready? I'm ready.
If I said, don't I fuck the night yet? A pretty G on the tits of me large. She missing her leg, bring the poo my shit. He long on it, back and love me son. I feel like I'm on you today, the morning throwing shit. If I said, don't I fuck the night yet? dead.
Jean Amor. All right, we're going to fake this. We'll get it, though. I want to do a song by Ray Charles that he did. And it's a great song, and they converted it into a Cajun song, so I want to do that for you. March for party. Happy hour.
that time. Heal a broken home. But time after still, since we've been apart, I can't stop loving you. It's useless to say. Just in my nights of dreams of yesterday.
Did the MC get here yet? The MC get here yet? Tell David's wife to come sit right there so we can have somebody on the stool. Somebody. What do you want to hear? Oh, we're going to do some special requests. So you don't have a MC over here. We're going to do something called Jong Amor. Thank you. feel lost with no MC, huh? It's all right. We just take her money. She won't be here. I did something by Mr. David Greeley one time. I'd like to give credit where credit is due. I always give it to the songwriter, not the musician. Because the songwriter is the one that took his time and wrote the song. So David Greeley wrote this. And it's a little song. It's called Catherine. And I'm going to do it especially for my little honey right there that had some gumbo a while ago.
Thank you.
All right, we're ready. I'm going to do something by Mr. Belton Reshore. It's called Along the River. I'm about to do all the talking and I'm in C2. I know. little song called A Parting Waltz. Turn me up. I'm going to do a little country western song for you. I'd like to break it up. Something by George Jones. He said, when did he stop loving you? No. He said, I love you till I die. That's what it was. He said, I love you till I die. Told him you get in time. As years went so by, she still preyed upon his mind. I went to see him just today. Lord, I didn't
see no tears. All dressed up, go away. First time I've seen him smiling near. Had some pictures on his wall. Went half crazy now and then. He still loved her through it all. Hoping she'd come back again. And had some letters on his bed. Dated 1962. He'd had underlined and read every single I love you. But he stopped loving her today. And plays the read the phone is dull. And soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
Are we taking a break? Are we still rolling? Are we taking a break or are we rolling?
Still going.
Gone.
Still going. There's no breaks.
All right, I'm going to do one more, and I have my son over here. I brought him in to come help me with this. But I want to thank Ms. Hass, Cormier, Robert LaPointe, Travis Benoit, and David, all the way from Lake Charles, for coming over here. I'm fortunate enough, every time I come over here, I bring good musicians. And David's a real good, good musician from Lake Charles. I just decided he wanted to play the steel guitar. We was like, sure, David. And he did it. He's done a good job. But the story between me and David goes, it's like a long time ago. My dad first started out playing music when I was a little bitty. But there was a place on Molin Street called Markintel's, and my dad played over there. And my dad needed a guitar player one night, so someone said, call this guy. So he shows up, and his name is Daryl Hickenbottom. And that was your dad, right? Right? Yeah. That was his dad. And he played with my dad for like about 8, 9 years, and my dad kind of went on whatever. And Mr. Hickenbottom went with Lisa Cormier and stayed with Lisa for a long time. And then when I took over with Lisa Cormier, one day we was playing somewhere, and we needed the guitar player, and they said, well, let's call Daryl. And so he came in, and he just fit right into the genre of music because he was just a great musician. So I was very fortunate to have a chance to play with his dad, Mr. Daryl, that played with my dad. And then here we are today, me and him. His dad's gone and my dad's gone, but we're still keeping the Cajun music alive. Ain't that great? And my theory is if you're going to play Cajun music, play it right. There ain't but one way to play it, through the heart. Because every Cajun song has a story. All right, we're going to do a little song called Swinging Doors. All right, Travis is going to start it off. I don't know how to start it on the guitar. You know, remember how to start it off, Travis? I'm sorry.
Take a ride, Dave.
All right, I'd like to take this time out in a little bit and get my son over here, Mr. Trent Lejeune, to come play y'all some. And I'll let him play, and I'll finish up the last 10 minutes. So put your hands together with Mr. Trent Lejeune.
You are listening to the Rendezvous to Conscience.
And this is one of the smaller boys that I have. I have like 2-3 more that's like a whole lot taller than him. They're 6'5", 6'4", and his baby brother's almost 6'7". Poor Trent. But they came along and pulled him out of the ditch, though.
Yeah, but they all know better, though, I promise you. They all know better. A little something called the Lacassine Special, y'all.
Since we don't have an MC, I'm gonna go ahead and MC for y'all. Cause I don't want him to have dead air like I had. That was horrible.
All you have to do is talk. That's it.
That's right. And hey, look pretty.
Like I said, for the first time in Homer's life, he did not have nothing to say.
No. And these guys here, I kind of know the ones. Do I know you? Are we kin or something?
I kind of hope so.
Okay, I was just checking. Anyway, you listen to Trent Lejeune right now with the Cajun Kings, Robert LaPointe, Haz Cormier, Travis Benoit, and Mr. David Hickenbottom right there. All right, all right. You ain't got no song list here, cuz.
No, it's on my phone, on your stool.
Well, you go ahead then. I'm ready.
All right, y'all. Bayou Tesh.
Trust the first all about the Bayou Tesh. Lavasa Bayou Tesh. And they hand me this and said, I have to read the sponsors real quick. And this is brought to you by the City of Eunice, Jean Lafitte National Historical Park, Sat Landry Parish Tourism Commission, and the Cajun French Music Association, John Gary Allstate Insurance of Eunice, and the Best Stop Supermarket in Scott, Louisiana. I don't go there because every time I go there, I put on like 20 pounds, so. The last time I went there, I got some cracklings, and that lady says, you know, that's going to give you high blood pressure. I said, I got cholesterol pills for that. All right, Trent, y'all ready?
Yeah, a little something called The Flames of Hell one time.
It's just a personality flammed on fire.